Recording in progress. Api mondai Antonio. What did you do the weekend, Anthony? I'm not actually asking.
Just I had licensed football Saturday morning, licensed football Saturday afternoon. We watched the Brit Awards, which was terrible Saturday night. We don't really ever sit down, the four of us as a family, because Lex is that old now. She doesn't really want anything to do with us apart from stay in a room and be on phone, Netflix or whatever. But we actually watched the Brit Awards together and it was shit. It was proper crap. And you know you're getting old when you don't know half the bastards that are on there. I mean, some right mad names or some. It's not like it's just mad.
Old do you sound?
Oh, honestly, you don't realize how old you are until you watch that. And do you know what's funny is I bought us Leeds Fest tickets, right? So I said I'd take Lexi to her first festival. She's only 13, by the way, for the people listening to this, but fuck it. I thought it'd be a buzz for us to go as a family and just watch people get off the face and laugh at them. And I don't think the lineup for Leeds Fest is that good. Lexi loves Georgia Smith, right? And she's on there, right? But then they're all mad names, like fucking. I can't even describe the stupid fucking names that I've seen on the list of the lineup. And then half of them are on these fucking Brit Awards. I didn't have a clue. But even Lexi didn't, so I didn't fucking feel that old. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, it's a bit mad. It wasn't very good anyway. What did I do? Sunday I had football, and then Leeson had more football. And then I worked, and then it was the Manchester Derby, which I don't really want to talk about.
Oh, was it? How clueless I am with football. I have no idea what's going on. Couldn't tell you who's in the Premier League.
Honestly, my weekends literally revolve around it now. It's mad, really, because I just never thought it'd get this mad around football again. But it's just lacing, mate. It's just our weekend at the minute. What did you do, Nicholas?
I did the open on Friday.
What is the workout? I've not seen it.
It's snatches and burpees.
I have seen it then. Right. Oh, I've seen people doing it. I've just not seen the actual workout. I've seen people taking the piss out of Dave Castro because of how he announced it. He looked like he was off his face or something.
Always does, I think.
Everyone's saying he looks like he's ate a load of mushrooms and then done the announcement.
His clue was a mushroom, that's why.
Ah, right. Now I get it. Okay.
He always does these mad clues that no one ever fucking gets until afterwards.
What's that got to do with the mushroom? What?
I don't even know. I can't be asked to look into it now. Like, I was bored of it after like first year of him doing it.
I think he just ate mushrooms and then done the announcement, mate.
Probably, mate. Probably.
So what was it?
It
Snatches burpees.
was 21 burpees over a dumbbell, 21 snatches, right arm or left arm, one arm, and then repeat, and then 15, same, and then 9, same. So it was.
Now I get. Do you know Sky's fella? He's called Richard, whatever, but he's called Triple Richard. Did you see him ripping how he announced it and he put it on the whiteboard? Now I get his joke. I didn't at the first, but it was really funny. Go and watch the video. It's fucking funny, to be fair. Yeah, now I get it.
It was good, man. It's good.
What's it?
Gassy.
Yeah, it sounds like it. It does sound like it. I've seen. Now, this is going to sound stupid now. What's that girl called from Belfast? The young girl called, is she called Amy? Who's sponsored by what's that kit company called over there? They're really good. Miles and them.
Black box.
Yeah, she's sponsored by them. She does all her workouts. You know what I mean? Young girl, she's probably not that young anymore. I've seen her do it, that 24.1. Jesus, she's put some fucking size on her. She's gone massive. She never used to be. Do you know what I mean?
I can't think who you're talking about.
Let me have a look, and then I'll ask you the first question whilst I have a look. One sec. Amy, I think she's called Amy something.
Pringle.
That's it. Yeah. Fuck.
Pringle, yeah.
She looks like she swallowed a load of gear, huh?
Think that's a fake. I know what photo you're on about. I think that's fake.
Nah, are you sure?
I think it's fake. I genuinely think it's a piss take.
Oh, is it really? Because,
think so. I think
well,
so.
if it's fake, it's really good because it fucking fooled me.
Let's have a look. Hang on.
What's she called? Amy Pringle. What a name, by the way.
Pringle.
All right. That's
Pringle.
Amy Pringle.
On. There's a
Amy
fan.
Pringle. All right. Has someone fooled me there?
I think so, mate. I think so.
Fucking hell, she looks hench as. No, she. No, it's. She even looks big doing that 24.1. Is this skipping in it? Oh, no. Look at the workout from 6 days ago. She is a beast, mate. When we seen her at that thing, she was not like that. Fucking fair play to her, like, but she does look as though she's had a load of gear. Yeah, it's mad that. Look at the workout from 6 days ago where she's skipping.
I can't see a profile now.
Okay. Madness, mate. What an athlete. Oh, whatever she's eating. Fair fucking play. She's eating Pringles. Kringles eating Pringles. Right, first question. How many times a week should I advertise my services, Nick?
Good question. I think bare minimum once. I think bare minimum once. But like, it depends on what you mean by advertising your services. Like, if you're going to do a direct call to action, a wolf whistle type of post, maybe once. But if you're doing it, let's say, slightly indirectly, like through stories, I think you should be inviting people to talk to you and to apply most days where relevant, to be honest. Because, so yeah, I think it's how you set it up. I think directly, i.e., I'm looking for, as a crap example, I'm looking for five people want to do da 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 my inquiry form. I think limit that. But I think from an indirect perspective, like saying like privately through DMs, stories and emails, I think most of the time. What's your take on it?
I agree. I agree with that. Next question.
Oh God, come on, load. Would you have a client agreement contract with a group coaching clients for a 6 week intake in the same way we do for one to one?
I just have like a terms of commitment or something like that. So just some kind of set terms of the agreement. In and around probably how it runs, expectations, that type of stuff. So yeah, I'd have probably some expectations on there, both parties, and probably that's in and around about it. So it's like a bit more of a terms of commitment. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think so. Definitely. I think just giving clarity on what they're signing up for. Yeah, it would differ probably to how a one-to-one client might sign up, but the principles are still the same. Yeah.
Next question. Who is your inspiration apart from me?
Where's that question?
It's the next question. Who is your inspiration apart from Ant?
Who's my inspiration? Good question. I would have to say, probably my old man.
Why?
From where he was when he was younger to where he is now and what he's done. Yeah, very inspiring.
Nice. There was the next question.
Mine aren't loading very well, so that's why I'm just staring at the screen a little bit.
What's that going on?
There's not many, is there? So I think that might be it.
No, it's not. There is another one. Very general question. Oh, it's your question to me, isn't it?
I've got it. I've got it. Very, where do you see the fitness industry in 5 years?
My views. Where are we now? 2024. Where was it in 2019? Fucking hell. Very different, but I think more so because of what happened with COVID. Where do I see it? I don't see it being, personally, I don't see it being drastically different to where it is now. And my reasoning behind that is the fact that it had rapid change in growth due to COVID because of online and because of what happened around that point. I always have conflicts with it. I think what I'm looking forward to is when we're speaking at Perform X, I'm sure there'll be someone there talking about what the fitness industry is going to look like in the next 5 years. And I'm always interested into them talks because then I sit there and I think the last one or two that I've ever been to, I wouldn't say have happened or have come true, apart from it being more digitally led. Jesus, that was a fucking struggle. And that it already is now, isn't it? So I can probably see that more happening. I could probably see that I still have a huge belief that there'll be a market for in-person PTs supporting online co supporting clients who are getting programs online to apply them programs. I think general population are still going to struggle with that. There is not a chance or a prayer in a million years that, for example, the gym floor PT will ever be dead in that case, because people will always want some form of human connection and that level of coaching. So I still think that that part of the industry will be thriving. Do I think it'd be different? Probably slightly more so from an online perspective, and what you deliver and all of that. But I think I had a debate with Steve McGrath about this. I don't know if you've seen it on comments on Friday. I was more so just winding him up, really, but I was bored for a couple of hours, so I thought, fuck it, I'll wind Steve up. But where people like to call it now, and I've seen Phil Graham do it now, and Steve did it on Friday, the hybrid coaching model of PT. Essentially, it's fucking just coaching. He's coaching people to meet a goal and a need. And I see that being more important than ever. So if you're an in-person PT, if you are providing a level of support away from the session, like you always should have been, and like most people are doing anyway. It's just now people are making it into a fucking thing that it's not. I feel like you do that, you charge accordingly for that, you'll do really well, and you probably will be able to do less hours on the gym floor because of it. Probably a really boring answer, but I actually don't think it'll dramatically change too much. Apart from probably the need for really high quality coaching around behavior change, communication. And I think the better you can become as a communicator and as a coach, and therefore build out the service and price accordingly, you'll do really well. I think actually, if you don't do that, and this is all my opinions, and you still just exchange time for money, and if you're an online coach and you just deliver a program, some calories and a check-in, I think you'll always struggle. So the higher quality coaching service and communicator you can be, I feel that the cream will rise to the top with that type of stuff, whereas the others will die off. But I don't think that's any different to recently. What are your thoughts?
From a professional standpoint, I think there's going to be three camps. I think the gap is going to get wider and more defined between the coach and the fitness. I don't know how to explain it. Like people running fitness businesses through technology, i.e., high volume, less personalization, more generic. And there's going to be a market for that as well, including with it. AI is going to come into that. So I'm going to see like people running like ex coaches, PTs, whatever, running more of a kind of online business rather than online fitness business. It's just their product is going to be maybe programming with AI and stuff in.
Mm.
And I see the other end of the spectrum. I see coaching being elevated massively. So I think there's going to be quite a big two ends of the spectrum on that. I think there's always going to be that middle ground of gym floor coaches who are definitely going to, I mean, look, we've seen the trend. When did we first start talking about this? 2015, whatever people are labeling hybrid now.
Coaching.
Yeah, people are going to start to realize that they're going to start to understand how to deliver that. I think people are going to, I think coaches are going to be able to be able to live a sustainable lifestyle with that model instead of just taking on more and more and more volume. So I see two big kind of ends of the spectrum. From an industry perspective, obviously AI is going to come in massively to it, but I think that's going to accommodate people who want to basically run a business solely and not particularly be a coach anymore. So yeah, I do see those two ends of the spectrum. Be more defined, and the normal kind of trends will cycle around in the industry. Like, what are we in now? We're in the functional hybrid athlete, HYROX. Like I was going about to say today, like, can you still be a coach if you haven't filmed yourself doing a HYROX event? Controversially.
Controversial.
I want nothing against it. Like, I want to do one, but my God. But it was the same as like however many years ago when it was about like competing on stage, wasn't it? And it's cool because there's nothing wrong with it. But I see those trends coming around, like they always come around, like they'll just cycle through, won't they?
You remember Fitbit?
I do.
We are fucking old, to be fair. Yeah, I used to, that was a really good lead generator for me, by the way. It was decent. You give a better answer than me there. I'll give you that. I just, it's really hard when you're sometimes, I think sometimes you expect to go right, go and dig into what we see that the markets are going to change by and all of that type of stuff. But the fact that they're still opening and constantly opening and growing commercial gyms, for example, fills me with great confidence that as long as you're a decent PT, you're going to build a fucking incredible business in a commercial gym, for example, because there is a much higher PT to member ratio now than there was 2 or 3 years ago, like much, much higher. So that market will look after itself as long as you're a decent coach. And apart from like you just mentioned, kind of AI coming in and people being happy to just sell a product, then I don't see it changing that much.
No, I
Don't see
think
how it can, but maybe I'll change my mind after I've been to a few talks at PerformX.
I think they'll be massive. I think also there'll be a lot more. I do think there'll be a lot more government-backed schemes linking into our industry, specifically personal training. You already see the starting of that. It just takes fucking ages for that to happen. I do see the health and wellness space growing. Look at what's happened over the last 2 years, not even 5 years, 2 years with recovery, ice baths, WHOOP, it's very fast. So I think everyone's becoming more health conscious and more aware. And there's also a lot more data backing it up, isn't there? A lot more data backing it up that will bring more investment. So I do think there'll be a lot more from a government perspective on preventative measures. Definitely. It's got to end it. I know I've been saying that for years, but you start to see things happening at the moment that align with what they said they were going to do years ago, but do that takes probably the longest.
Good question.
That it.
Fantastic. Short and sweet because it's month of review week, isn't it? So there's lack of questions on month of review week.
There is.
All right then, see you in a bit. Ta-ra.
Goodbye.